Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AUB. At 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666 for a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze, right up until Zach Gelb, son of Bob Gelb, and Zach, maybe his dad as well. Coming by at 10 on your fan, New York City.
From the wonderful world of sports, we bring you Home Run Derby.
That ball's gone. Number 14 for Polanco, 1-0 Twins.
We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
And that's gone. Twins go back-to-back. Number 20 for the boomstick, 2-0.
Not what I expected. I mean, I know they're capable, obviously, of having nights like that.
The leading home run hitters of the major leagues will compete in a home run hitting contest.
Pitch is corked to deep left center field. Back goes Kepler on the track. Out the wall, she's gone. Gio Urshela wallops one.
Even when he was rolling there for a while, I still didn't personally feel like he was locked in like I know he's going to be. And I feel like in this last week, 10 days, 2 weeks, I've really started to see it with him.
Over the high scoreboard wall and into the seats in left field. A Judgian blast.
Well, hi there, everyone. I'm Mark Scott. And today on Home Run Derby,
the right fielder Judge will look up. Go. Max Kepler with a solo shot. Twins now lead 6-3.
This is just kind of showing the types of at-bats that we've had recently, and then could also say the entire year.
Stanton swings and hits a long drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Wow, what a shot. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Let the Guardy party begin.
Blazing with pulse-pounding action.
High fly to left field. Going back is Dixon at the wall. Home run number 300 for the Minnesota Twins.
The Minnesota Twins become the first team in baseball history to hit 300 home runs.
We know we're playing a great team, but we're also confident that if we play our game, we have a chance to advance. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Home Run Derby is produced with multiple cameras. The players' interviews being recorded simultaneously with the contest.
And here you thought the Home Run Derby was during the All-Star break. But all of us have a little bit of a problem, don't we? The roster, the rotation. It's Wednesday before Friday, but we need to know now. We have to know now about the roster, about the rotation. And now is not soon enough, is it? We count the seconds, sort of like New Year's Eve, when we wait for the New York Knickerbockers to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8. When is it finally going to get down to the ground and we celebrate the new year? 1001, 1002, 1003. If only we could push the hands of time to 7:05 Friday night. And what would we do now if we knew now? We'd all probably complain. Would that add, if we knew now about the rotation, about who's in and who's out with the roster, would that add to your work day? Would that add to your appetite? Would that add to your good night's sleep? I guess we need some suspense. We love suspense, don't we? And maybe that's what the Yankees are thinking. Maybe they know now what we want to know now, but don't. And they're not telling us because of the suspense we all want to be in. We watch the Academy Awards when Hollywood celebrates itself. May I have the envelope, please? And the winner is... Hurry up and tell us. And finally, after the long pause, they do. We watch Let's Make a Deal, and we can't wait to find out who's behind door number one, door number two, and door number three. Now, of course, we need to know now. Will they carry 12 or 13 pitchers? We need to know now. If CC Sabathia makes a postseason roster, we need to know now. If Void or Maben or even a Tyler Wade will make the 25-man roster. Now, did you hear from the radio today? Did you happen to hear from the radio with the fan base? And also on this side of the microphone, now is when we need to know. Now. We can't wait until Friday. We need to know now. Tomorrow is not soon enough. We need to know this very second, this very minute, this very moment. Aaron Boone spoke today. Well, he was talking, but nobody is quite sure what he was saying. But he did speak, and we give him credit for that. He spoke today and said nothing because he knows the Minnesota Twins might be listening. And maybe he said nothing today because he doesn't know now. And if he doesn't know now, he knows he'll know by Friday. He knows everybody wants to know now about the roster, about the rotation. And he knows and didn't tell us a thing today. And again, maybe because he doesn't know. And he knows we, on this side of the microphone and on your side of the microphone, wants to know now and can't wait until Friday. But he knows he'll know by Friday if he doesn't know now. Just like the rest of us who can't wait until Friday because we need to know now. What if we knew now Tanaka was starting game one? What if we knew now he was starting game three? What if we knew now Severino was starting game two and Paxton game three? What if we found out for game three that Chad Green was starting and then Severino comes in for inning number two, three, and four, and the bullpen takes over after that. What if we knew that now? My God in heaven, anybody, please tell us. We need to know now. The Yankees have to tell us, if not now, just when. Are we going to have to wait until Friday at 7:05? Do we find out tomorrow? We know tomorrow who is going to be starting for Atlanta. It's going to be Dallas Keuchel, and it's going to be Mikolas for St. Louis. We certainly know about tonight, Manaea for Oakland, Moneyball, and Morton for Tampa Bay, Moneyball. All right, but that's the day of the game, Manaea and Morton. Keuchel and Mikolas, we know ahead of time. Maybe by tomorrow, Thursday, we'll know about Friday and we'll feel a lot better than we do now because we don't know now. And we want to know now, but we probably won't know until tomorrow if all of us can wait until tomorrow, when we're probably going to find out who starts on Friday night at 7:05 and who is going to be on that 25-man roster. Can we wait until tomorrow to find out what we all want to know now? And then maybe tomorrow night, if not tonight, we can all rest in peace and rest comfortably before Friday night at 7:05. By the way, the New York Jets are making us think that it's going to be a Sunday game time decision regarding Sam Darnold. Now, we're not doctors. We don't know the latest with his spleen. We don't hear from any of the doctors that have been checking him out. He was at practice today, non-contact. Same with Saquon Barkley, for those who need to know that he's out there on the practice field as well, but no contact for either of them. And the Jets are basically trying to tell us that Sam Darnold will be a Sunday game time decision. Why do I think, my two cents worth, why do I think instinctively that he should not be playing at all on Sunday? There is baseball to talk about. And by the way, last night was so depressing. Last night, if you happen to see with the Crashinals, they were crashing for 8 innings. And then we saw what we happened to see in 1986 in Game 6 of the World Series. Now, last night, only a wild card game, so you can't compare a wild card game to the significance of a Game 6 or any game of a World Series. But what Grisham did in right field was Bill Buckner. Now, again, a wild card game, an elimination game, and what he did in right field on that Soto base hit, that was Bill Buckner in right field. And the Crashinals now are going to Hollywood. All right, we'll get to your calls. And Jack Morris. And Jack Morris is going to, of course, talk to us about the Yankees and the Twins, the Hall of Famer that he is, more wins than anybody else in the 1980s, and one classic Game 7 of the World Series, 1991, when he was with the Twins, a complete game, 10-inning shutout, 1-0 win. It was Gene Larkin pinch-hitting in the 10th inning for Minnesota, coming off the bench. The first pitch, he saw a base hit, scoring Chuck Knoblauch. 1-0 Minnesota in a Game 7, and Jack Morris went the entire 10 innings. Before he does do any talking about the Twins and the Yankees, he will explain to today's generation what a complete game is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.